Okay, Tuesday night, of Yomi, we're starting from Kuf Lamed Vav Amar Aleph, we're up to Tuesday night, and Baba Bashrud of Kuf Lamed Vav Amar Aleph. Hakoyes of Nechos of Levonov. He has, he wants to give a present to his children. This is this is a kosher way to make a tzavah also. He wants to keep it out of the clutches of his new wife, that she shouldn't have a shibud, and she shouldn't take it away from his children, from his first wife. This is always a problem in second marriages. So, not a problem, but it's always a thing to be concerned about. So, he wants to give his nechasim to his children. So you say, okay, let him give it to them. What's the big deal? He doesn't trust them either. And he'll starve to death, you know. You can't trust kids. The kids can trust parents, but the parents can't trust the kids. Right? They'll ship them off to a nursing home and finish. So what does he do? If he wants to, on one hand, give his nechasim to his children, but on the other hand, he wants to retain the right to eat the peiros. So Rosh Hashanah, he has to write it this way. In the shtar, he writes, Mahayom al-Achar Misa, and that has the mashmaus that the guf ha-nechasim he's giving to them, Mahayom. But he retains the peiros, and they get the peiros la'achar misa. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's the meaning of mehayom la'achar misa. We'll see in the Gemara more about that. Rabbi Yossi Omer ain't tzorach to write the word mehayom. We'll see in the Gemara that the very fact that the shtar is dated today carries the implication that there's something taking place today, hayom. So we'll see about that. So in other words, you can just write ain't tzorach to write hayom, mehayom, and you can just write la'achar misa. Normally you just write lachamisa, it's no good. You can't give away something lachamisa, it's not chal. It wouldn't be chal lachamisa. So, but Rabbi Yossi says, good, even if the shtar just says lachamisa. We'll see in the Gemara exactly why. Next, hakaisim l'chosov l'vnoi la'achar moso. In other words, the way it's good, mihayon la'achar misa. So you have the equivalent as follows. So avani yacholim kor, he can't sell it muchlat. Because the guf belongs to the ben. We'll see in a moment he could sell what he has in it, but he can't give it away, he can't sell it mukhlat, because the ben has the guf. When the father's alive, the ben doesn't own the peiros, the father gets the peiros. So here's mochar ha'av, if the father sells it, so mukhurim legabi achilas peiros, atche yomus, until the father dies, the lokeach can eat the peiros, but then when the father dies, it goes to the son who owns the guf and the rights to the peiros lachar misas of. So he collects on that. Okay, mocher haben. So in the lokeach ben klum, there's no practical mechira going on at shayomus of. But then when the father dies, the lokeach gets the rights of the ben, and the lokeach can get it. Okay, now we'll see. The Gemara will elaborate a lot on this part of the Mishnah. Zok to Gemara, v'chikosim ha'yom l'achamisim ha'yave. What does that accomplish? Hello, hotnan, if you write neget me'hayom l'achamisa, get ve'ino get. And imeis, choletzes, v'lo m'sya b'emes, she needs chalitza, because maybe it wasn't a good get, and v'lo m'sya b'emes, because maybe it was a good get, she's not going to marry her husband's brother, even if the gerushin. What's the biur? Because we're not sure what the words mehayom lachamisa means. Doesn't mean he's being chayzer mehayom, and now he's changing his mind and writing lachamisa. Or is it a tnai that mehayom, but only if I die? So it's a suffix, and if it's a chazara, so then it's no good. So that's why get ve'ino get. So why don't we say the same thing here? Why here are we so sure that it has a very definitive meaning? So the Gemara answers, because it could have a very definitive meaning, because you have guf and peiros. Because you don't have another choice. We have, so to speak, a simple meaning, what it would mean. So it has a definitive meaning. We don't have to say it's a tnai or a chazara. We can interpret mehayom lachamisa with a very straightforward way that it means something very specific. Guf mehayom peiros lachamisa. So that's guf of why that is interpreted that way, and that's why the way it's chal. Rabbi Yosi Omer ain't tzorech to write the word mehayom. Rabbi Baravua Cholash, That's it. Ola gabei rafuna b'Rav Nachman. Omar lei rafuna l'Rav Nachman. Boy mine ask Rabbi by Rabua, who's sick. But ask him. Halacha k'Rabbi Yosi, ain't halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. Omar lei Rav Nachman said back to Rav Huna, time of Rabbi Yosi lo yidana. It's a little embarrassing. Like we're going to start talking and learning about Rabbi Yosi Shita. I don't even understand Rabbi Yosi. Halachi boy mine. So I'm going to go start asking him if we pass him like Rabbi Yosi, like first I should find out where Rabbi Yosi is coming from. No, Amalei Rav Huna. No, Amalei. I don't mean a lochi lo. The time on, I mean a loch. Don't worry about it. But Amalei, so Rav Nachman Tata turned to Rabbi Baravua and said, "Do we pass on like Rabbi Yosi?" Amalei, Rabbi Baravua said, "Lochi am a Rav, halachi Rabbi Yosi." Okay, busted in the fakul. So now Rav Nachman doesn't say it in the Gemara, but I imagine Rav Nachman turned to Rav Huna and said, "Okay, you owe me." Amalei, Rav Huna said to Rav Nachman, "Hainu time of Rabbi Yosi. I will now tell you the reason." The Omar is Manoi Shel Shtar Morchiach Olav. The fact, you know, if it's totally La'achar Misa, so then it says La'achar Misa. But then why is there a date in the Shtar? Writing the date, and this is something that, yeah, in other places in Shas too, it's called Zmano Shel Shtar Morchiach Olav. The fact that they wrote the date meant they want something to be Chal today. They wanted the date to be relevant. And the relevance is it would be Guf Me'ayoyim. And the Paris Lacher Misa. Tanya Lami Hochi, Rabbi Yosi Omer explicitly, Einut Zorich Mitnei Shazmano Shoshtar Mochiach Olav. That's very explicitly what Rabbi Yosi's reason is. Boy Mine Rabbi Miram Nachman, Hakno'a Mahu. Hakno'a means it's written in the Shtar, a Kenyan, meaning a Kenyan Chalipin. It says Uknina Mine. We're used to that in many stories, that the Eidim made a Kenyan Chalipin, it says in the Shtar, on behalf of the Zoche. So the question is, if the shtar, you know, it says there was a kinyan, maybe Rabbi Yehuda's moda that it doesn't have to say mehayom because something happened mehayom. They made a sudur. A sudur is only good today. It doesn't help lachamisa. It helps now when you make the kinyan. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda's moda when there was a kinyan made, a kinyan sudur. It says in the shtar a kinyan sudur. That's what Bahakno Mahu means. Omalei, Rav Nachman answered, Bahakno Einu Tzorich, you take it, don't have to write me Hayom, meaning Rabbi Yehuda's Modeh. Rav Papi Omar, no, I don't agree. Ika Knaisa de Tzorich, it depends. There's a Knaisa, there's a Shtar which says in it Kinyan that requires writing me Hayom, of course, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ika Knaisa de Lo Tzorich. And now Rav Papi explains, if it would say twice in the shtar, the kinyan. It would say that the Baal HaShtar told us, the Eidim, to make a kinyan on behalf of the Zocha, and then it would say, and we did so. So if first it says, Akniyei, that the Baal HaShtar instructed them to make a kinyan, and it says also the Kanina, and then it says later, the Kanina Mine, and we did it, Lo Tzorich, because it's a little superfluous. That they have to go repeat that they did what it said, what the guy told, what he told them to do. So it's a superfluous statement, and it probably comes to imply that it should be Mehayon, Liapos Kocho of the Zolche. But if it says first Kanina Mine, and then they explain that it was Alpi, the instructions of the Nosein, Ba'akniye, then Sarich, then there's nothing superfluous in the Shtar, and they have to write Mehayom according to Yehuda, because there's no special Umdana that he wanted to be Miyapa Kocho of the Zolcha. So, Rav Papa is Machali. Maskevar Avichinina Misura, now, you know, who's going to decide how it's written? Some lackey, sofer that works for the Beis Din, a civil service job. That is, he got protection, he got a job working for the Beis Din. So, like, we're not sure how to work out the implications of the Lashon HaShtar, the Safri Yadi, and we, you know, and we're saying it depends on how it's written in the Shtar, as if they know Bedafta how to write it, this way, that way, this implication, that implication. Shalino the Safra de Abaye, they asked the Seifim that worked for Abaye's Beis Din. Hey, guess what? The Yadi, they knew that it makes a very big difference how they write it. the Safi the Rava, the Yad, they also knew. So I guess it wasn't a civil service job after all. Rapuna Bredya Vishu Amar, Bein Akniye, whether it says first Akniye and then the Kanina Mine. Ube Kanina Mine, and then it says Akniye. In both cases, Lot Sarich, this is like the first Mandi Amar, that even according to Abihuda, as long as there's a Kinyan going on, as Rav Nachman said, then you don't have to write Mehayom, even according to Yehuda. There's obviously something going on today, the Kinyan. Okay? But, Ashtar, Ubeduchran Pisgome, Tahave Ba'an Pono, Duchran Pisgome, you might have heard in Hebrew the word Zichron Dvorim. That this is the Aramic for Zichron Dvorim. Ubeduchran Pisgome, Tahave Ba'an Pono, which happened in front of us, so there was no Kinyan written in the Shtar, it's just the Shtar Raya Ba'alma. Pligi, so that's when you have the machlokes of Yudin Rabbi Yosi, that according to Yudin you have the right mate Hayom, of course otherwise it just says Lachamisa, and according to Yosi you don't. Amar of Kana Mikha the Shmaitse, this whole Shakur the Tarya, Tamid Rav Zid Minar Do, Vamar Liyatun Hochem Asninu La, you learned this whole Shakur the Tarya, as starting with a question that Rabbi Yisra of Nachman, what about Ashtar Shekosim Bo Kinyan? And Rav Nachman answered him, "I know nothing must need in law as a memory." Amarabam Rav Nachman, Bakna, Enut Sarich, Rav Yudas Moidit Rav Yosi, Bein Akmei Bekneinim Inei, Bekneinim Inei Bakmei, Lot Sarich. The different Piskami Dabu Banpona, which again means Bezichron Devorim Shahayolafaneinu, Pligi, that's the Machlech Rabbin Rav Yosi. Now we start a Sugya, very famous Sugya, called Kinyan Peres, the Kinyan on Guf Dami Olom. The actual machlokes is a very lomdish shaila. We won't go into the lomdish of it. It's essentially a shaila whenever a person has a kinyan peros, the rights to use the thing. We've seen already in the Mishnah that I can own the guf and you can own the peros. I can be the official owner of an item and you can have all ownership rights. The Torah allows that split in monetary rights, that one person can own the goof, the other person can own the peiros. We're going to see now that maybe kinyan peiros could ginyan haguf. What does that mean? Kinyan haguf. It means there's many areas in the Torah when it's nogeya, who's the owner? Like there's a sugya about who brings bikurim. Who's the real owner of the sodeh? The bal haperos, who's actually using the sodeh, or the bal hasodeh, the guy that owns the goof. And the Gemara talks about an Eved, if you knock out his eye or his tooth, he goes out free. Let's say one person has the Kinyan Aguf, the other person has the Kinyan Peres. Who's considered the real owner of the Eved? See, you have these Shilohs, many places in Shas, and this is the Sugya, the main Sugya's here. Akoshav Nechosav of No Lachami. So what does it say in the Mishnah? If the Ben, who had the Guf, sold the Nechosim, sold what he had when the father was alive, so the Boikeach has essentially nothing, but it says until the father dies. The implication being that when the father dies, and the son's supposed to get the Nechasim, because he has the Guf, and now the father who had the Peres dies, so the son's supposed to get the Guf, so now the Boikeach gets the Guf, because he bought that from the son. Itmar, let's say Mocher HaBen B'chayei Ha'ov, which is the Mishnah's case, but unfortunately Meis HaBen B'chayei Ha'ov, the son died first. Now the question is, so the son never got anything. All he ever had was a theoretical goof. So does the lokeach get it now when the father dies? In other words, the case in the Mishnah was that the father died and the ben got it, supposed to get it, the ben's there, ready to get it, because he has the goof, so now the parents are going to like slide into his rishus automatically. But he sold the rights, he sold the goof, so now the lokeach gets it. That's the Mishnah's case. The Gemara is talking about, let's say the Ben died. So the Ben never really had anything. He only had a theoretical ownership on the goof. Does the lokeach now get what he bought from the Ben? La'achar misa sa'av. Omer Abrechon loy kona lokeach. Reishlokashom akona lokeach. And the Gemara explains the machlokas. Abrechon omer loy kona lokeach. Because Kinyan Peres, the Kinyan Aguf Dami. So the father who had the Kinyan Peres is really considered the Bailam on the Chosin.
the ben's mechira would only help if the ben was about to get it. So he had the goof. So now, instead of the payer sliding into his reshus, he sold his rights. So now someone else gets it. But if he never had those rights, because he died first, then his mechira is essentially meaningless because of the kinyan peiros of the father. That's why you have to think. It's a difficult sugya. Rabbi Yochanan is saying that the kinyan peiros of the father is so overwhelming, so strong, so much is he considered the owner, that the ben's mechira is essentially meaningless until. Like, what is only gadash? What happened? What? What? Which lights went off? Oh. So the ben never had anything. So the father's kinyan peiros is so overwhelmingly strong, says Rabbi Yochanan, that if the ben never materialized, if the ben's rights never materialized, then his mechir is essentially meaningless. That's Rabbi Yochanan's shita. Even in this case, why? Because he holds kinyan peiros that the father had, like the kinyan aguf dami. So the ben had a richtig bailus, he was called the bailim, and he sold that bailus to someone else. So that would be considered a meaningful mechira, even if it never materialized into anything. And therefore, when the father now dies, it goes to the lokeach. So the question is, again, is the ben's mechira, the ben only had the guf, father had the peiros. Is the ben's mechira in that matzav meaningful or meaningless? And the difference would be if the ben died first. If the father died first, then the ben's mechira is validated, because the ben's about to get the schus, so it goes to the person he sold it to. But if the ben died first, then his kinyan peiros never like metamorphosized into anything. So was his mechira meaningless or not? Rabbi Yochanan says meaningless because of the kinyan peiros of the father is the real bailus of the field. And Reish Lakish says meaningful because the kinyan peiros of the father is not that powerful. The Gemara says, "No flikabo chadin zimna." We had this machlokes in another context, but why do they have to argue again for it? The Amorcha said to the peiros, classic kinyan peiros, the buyer maybe the kore brings the bikurim. Reish Lakish Omar maybe the lokeach brings it. The ain't a kore, but he can't do the kriya of parshas bikurim because he doesn't have the adama. The bechun omar maybe the korei to solve a kinyan peiros for kinyan aguf dami. So the person with the kinyan peiros can say esu adama shen asato li Hashem. Reish Lakish omar maybe bein the korei kinyan peiros for kinyan aguf dami. So he has to bring it because for that kinyan peiros everybody's mind is enough. So he owns the Priho Adama, so he has to bring it. The question is if he could say Ves Adama Shunasato Li Hashem. Abu Hab Yechon, so the Gemara explains why there's a tzarech to have this argument in two places. I've got the Ba'alma, even though normally I explain by Kinyan Teres, Kinyan Aguf Dami, by Bikurim, Hocha Itzrich, I have to say it's special here. Talk about the Chamina. Funny Gemara, I have to say, because the Gemara is mashma that it's not so objective the question of kinyan peiros and kinyan aguf, like it could change depending on the circumstance. So here we say something about the chamina. The father is willing to give the son a gesunta kinyan aguf, kinyan on the guf, and he's willing that his kinyan peiros should be less powerful. Kamash Malon, so I have to say, even here, we do not say that, but we say Kinyan Peiros, Kinyan Aguf, even here. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Shomer, I've got the Baalma, Kinyan Peiros, Kinyan Aguf, Tommy, Hocha Itzrich, Hocha Leza Chamina, Kola Gabi Nashe, here, there you gave away the Kinyan Peiros. Here you have a Kinyan Peiros because you retained it for yourself when you gave away the Guf. So Hocha Leza Chamina, so what he was Mashiach for himself, you might say, is an extra powerful Kinyan Peiros, which maybe in this case I'll be Moedas for Kinyan Aguf. Kamash Malon, we don't say that. Because I love. We saw a person can do this. Because I love, my cracker, U.S. Droni, Rachrecha, Rachrev U.S. Droni, Meis HaRishon Kona HaSheni, Meis HaSheni Kona HaSlishi, Meis HaSheni B'chai HaRishon, we said, Yachzir Nechosom V'yoshe HaRishon, because we said that's called, right, Ein Hefzik, Yerusha has no Hefzik. Now, the Gemara, okay, now we're going to explain his fact. The Gemara thought, or Rav Yechon assumed, that the first person only has the payers, and the second person only has the payers, and the only person with the guf is the third person, the person who was supposed to end up on. So, you're dealing here with the Kenyan payers of the first two people. The Yim Isa, and if you are correct, they focused, that Kenyan payers is Lavki Kenyan HaGuf, Yim Isa, then Liyoshe no Sinni Boyle. So then, if the Sheni dies before the Rishon, right, if the Sheni dies before the Rishon, so it shouldn't go to the Yoshe or Rishon because he only had a Kenyan Peiros, which is not the Kenyan Agut. So why should his Yoshim get the whole Gut? He only had a Kenyan Peiros. So it should go to the no Sing. He's the one retaining the Gut. The third one's not going to get it because we explained the third one can only get it, not just the second one. So the second one died. The second one died first, in fact. So now he's asking him, if Kenyan payers lost the Kenyan Aguth, why should it go to the first one, meaning the Guth? Why should he get the Guth? He only had payers. It's a very limited having. It should go to the no same. On my letters, like I said, to my Tigamor of Hershey of Babel, Akrecha Shaini. Akrecha is not a Kenyan Peiros. The first one has the Guth. And this, then you say, Akrecha, the second one should have the Guth. So that's what it means, Akrecha Shaini. Akrecha is not a Kenyan Peiros. Akrecha is a Kenyan Aguth. Behind Rami, Rabba Barafuna, Kame, the Rav, this question, the Omar Rowan. Rav answered him, Akrecha Shaini. Okay. Now, we're going to have a Braisa that indeed says what the Yechon said, it should have said, according to Reish Lakish, and that's going to become a Kasha and a Yechon. But Tanya, we indeed have a Braisa that Yaxer Moroshe Hanose. Now, that would be beautiful if Kenyan Peiros Lavka Kenyan Aguth, even in the case of Achrecha, as we say. But what's Rabbi Yechon going to do with this Braisa? He owes Kenyan Peiros Kenyan Aguth. Why does it say Yaxer Moroshe Hanose? So the Gemara says, Tanoihi, this question, the Gemara says now, this question, and we go now to Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Omer Aleph, which I think is today's Daf, actually. I think this is the first time this happened, since the first day. Break out the schnapps. I don't like learning without Rashi or Rashbam. And it's Hashem, if we continue to shear into Sanhedrin, we're going to learn Rashis. This is not a good way to learn. The Gemara answers Tanoihi, it's Machlokes Tanoim, if Kenyan Peiros is Kenyan Aguf or not. So that's why you have two braises. You don't have to say Achrecha Shaini anymore. The first Tana holds Kenyan Peiros is Kenyan Aguf, which is Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan says, okay, I hold like that Tana. And this Tana holds Kenyan Peiros Lavki Kenyan Aguf, and that's where it goes to the Nosei. And that'll be what Reish Lakish. The Tanya, Nechosai Lecha, Vachrecha Leploni. Okay. The Yorad Rishon. Umochar, and he sold it for Ochal, and he, you know, Shmat, and he used the money, bought himself an MP3 player. Hasheni Motzi Miyad HaLakuchos, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe looks at it that in other words, we're going back now to the perspective that the first Makabel only had a Kenyan Peiros. The Guf was for number two. So the Rishon can sell it, just like we've learned in the Mishnah. The Rishon can only sell the Kenyan Peiros. When he dies, the Makabel gets it. So that's Rebbe, and so it's not... Right, and we don't say Achrecha Shaini, so it's a regular Kenyan Peiros, and that's why Shaini Motzi Miyad HaLakuchos, because he has now the Kenyan Aguf. From Shimon Gamliel Loimer, no. That the first one was able to sell it, and Ein L'Shaini Elamash Ashir or Rishon. Now, he holds Kenyan Peiros Kenyan Aguf, and therefore the Bailim is considered the Baal HaKenyan Peiros. So if he sold it, it's Chal. Why is it different than the Mishnah? So this is already very complicated.
In other words, here it's saying that the Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying that the first one can sell it. But in the Mishnah we said, that when he gave the son Me'ayom Lachamisa, selling it doesn't help. He can only sell what he has in it. But afterwards it goes to the Ben, to the Bala Kinyan Aguf. Now, even though if Kinyan Peiris to Kinyan Aguf, but he can't sell more than he has. He had only had a Kinyan Peiris. Like, the Mishnah didn't say that he could knock off the Kinyan Aguf. Kinyan Peiris Kinyan Aguf can't knock off the Bala Kinyan Aguf. So why here does this Brisa apparently say in Rav Shimon Gamliel that you could? So I'm going to read now from the art scroll. It's a the Rishonim asked the question. In other words, again, in the Mishnah's equivalent case of a Kinyan Peiris number of a Kinyan Peiris versus a Kinyan Aguf, even if he held Kinyan Peiris to Kinyan Aguf, the father wasn't able to be Mafkia the son. That, right? The father sold it, and then after his death, if the son was alive, the Diyun of the Machlokes of Bechlam Eishlokes was what happened if the son died first. But if the son dies second, if the father dies first, the son is the Baal Kinyan Aguf. Where do you find that Kinyan Peiris negates the Baal Kinyan Aguf? The terutzim are too complicated. The Rabbi Yona gives a terutz, and the Rishash gives a terutz, and it's a little complicated. Rabbi Yona says it has to do with the lashon of Nechosai Loch. The Mishnah was a lashon of Mehayom Lachamisa. Here it's a lashon of Nechosai Loch, which would give more rights to the first guy, Nechosai Loch. But he would only have that rights if Kinyan Peiris is Kinyan Aguf. That's what the Rabbi Yona works out, and we're going to have to leave it at that. That the difference in din is reflected because of the difference in lashon, but it's still only true if you hold Kinyan Peiris and Kinyan Aguf. Okay. But Al-Kuponim, this is the braisa where you have a machlokas tanoim if Kinyan Peiris and Kinyan Aguf or not. Ureminhu. So that answers the kasha of Yechma, that it's a machlokas tanoim. Now we have another braisa that's sosa, the braisa we just said. Nechosei loch v'achrechol aploini. Yerid Rishon Umoicha Ba'oichel Divri Rebbe. Right? Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel Omer Ein L'Rishon El Achilus Peiros B'Levat. So Kasha the Rebbe had the Rebbe, because in the first price the Rebbe said Sheini Motzi Miyad Alakucha. And here it says that the Rishon sale is valid. With Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, because before he said Ein L'Sheini El Amashashia Rishon. And here he says the Rishon only has Achilus Peiros. The Gemara answers the Rebbe Loikashia, the first Braisa, that the second one could be Motsu Miyad Alakuchos, is talking about Lagufa, Lagufa Nechosa. Ha, saying that you can sell and enjoy is Lepera, is the usage of the Peiros Gufa. No one argues with that, that the first guy, Taka, has the Peiros. So this is talking about the Peiros. He enjoys it, he could sell it. The Bryce, the first Bryce, is talking about the Guf, that the Shani can be moved to be out of the Guf, or the Guf. The Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel, Lo Kashya, called the second Bryce, that the second one only has, that the first one only has Achilos Peiris, is the Chatchila. He should only sell the Peiris. He should keep the Das Hanosei that wants the Makabel Sheni to get what's left over, but Hobbidi Yebed, if he went and sold it, the Rishon Gamliel holds it's good. It's good because, why? Because Kinyan Peiris, Kinyan Aguf. Okay. But he shouldn't do it because he shouldn't violate the Das Hanosei. Amr Abaye, so you have such a din that with the Eved, if the first one went ahead and sold in a chasim, it's sold, but he shouldn't do it to violate the Das Hanosei. Amr Abaye, so Rosh Orum, that we have such a in Mishnah Sota, it says such a, it calls people, there's such a thing called a Rosh Aram, a character type. Zamasi Eitza, someone who tells the first person, Limkor ben Achosim, Kerav Shimon Gamliel, that the Mechira will be good by the end. So he's telling him how to circumvent the Das Hanosim. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Kerav Shimon Gamliel, that the Mekabel, that the second one only has what the first one left over, he could sell it. Umod Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's Maidashim, Nosnon, the Matnash Chivmara, if he gave the first one, the Matnash Chivmara, that if the first one, I'm sorry, gave the Nechosim, the Matnash Chivmara to someone, lo also klum, in other words, he could sell it, but he can't give it the Matnash Chivmara. My taima, I'm Rabbi, Matnash Chivmara loikonra, elalacha misa, only until the misa of the Nosein, ukfar kodmo acharecha. And the acharecha is before the Zocha first. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Acharecha, you said Acharecha Leploni, so he comes before the guy that only gets it as a Matnash Chivmara. The Yom Rabbi Yochai, the Yom Matnash Chivmara, Meimus Haikono, Abai Yomar Im Gemar Misa, for Rava Omar La'achar Gemar Misa, so Abai holds La'achar Im Gemar Misa, in Gemar Misa, so then he should come before the Acharecha. Hoder be Abayim Mayahi. Mimayim Mayahi Hoder be Kulma Mayah Hoder be. Maybe it was Chayzer from the first statement that the Matnas Chimra Loikana Lois Halkadayt. The Tnan Zagidech Meisi Zagidech Mechayli Zagidech Leachar Misa. In all of these cases, Loyomak Kulam, because it's only Chala Achar Misa. So you see that it's chal la'achar gemar misa, after death. That's why it's no good by the get. By a shchivmara it is good, and therefore it doesn't go. He can't give it away because acharecha comes before the mekabel matna shchivmara, which is only chal la'achar misa. Amar zeram rebecha lo chigav shimon gamliel, that the sheni only has mashashir harishon. Tafilu hoyu bohen avodim. Pshita, why not? If he could sell it, why can't he be Meshacher the Avodim? Because that's an Isser to be Meshacher the Eved. So I didn't mean to give you such a complete bilus over to do an Isser, Kamash Malon, that we don't say that. Omer Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Yosef.
That would have to free the king of Eperis part of the
Eved. I'm sorry?
That would have to free the king of Eperis part of the Eved, not the Kuf. Saying that he's freeing the
Kinyan Aperis,
not the Guf of the
Eved? No, that he has, that you would say Kinyan Aperis, Kinyan Aguf. We don't say this Svara that I didn't give it to you in a way that would allow you to do an Isser. We don't say that Svara, but his Bailus is not Mugbal, and therefore he could be Meshacharim, he could free him. Amr Abyezav, Amr Abyechman, Aloka Kumshim, and Gamliel. Afilu asa'on tachrichim lemeis. Shito, we say it's his. Like Maudetema, so we have, like by the Eben, to be Meshacher, same idea. Maudetema l'shavinu v'suri hanor lo yavilach. Kamash mo'on that his Bailus is not Mugbal. Dorosh of Nachman bar Avchista. Esrik zeh, nosum l'cha b'matona. Bachrecho l'ploni. Not lo rishon v'yotzebo, he was mekayim lakachta mochem. He made a bracha. Banu l'machlokes Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel. If he's yotzei, according to Rebbe, he's not yotzei because he only has a kinyan peiros because acharecha he's first, so he only has a kinyan peiros. So it's not lochem because kinyan peiros lashka kinyan aguf tami. And according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, he's yotzei yudechova because he could sell it, so it's called lochem. Maskev lo Nachman bar Yitzchak, I can only plead your Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel Hosam, El Demar Sover Kenyan Paris Kenyan Aguf Domi, Demar Sover Kenyan Paris Lavki Kenyan Aguf Domi, as explained. El Hocha, we go on now to Daf Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. I'm sorry, Kuf Lamed Zion Amud Beis. El Hocha, Imetak Reynofak Bar Lama Yavini Ale. In other words, obviously when he gave him the rights in Peros, that had it be done in such a way that would allow him to be Yotze, what else is an Esrik for?
According to Rebbe, the first law cannot do this, and therefore he has to pay the second one. I'm a rabbi barbuna. Harkin shekano esek betfusas habayis. The estate money. They will not pay it to you. You should get it to the estate. They bought an esrog. Unutalu echad mehem. Biyotze bo. Meaning to be yotze. In it did not mark with him. Yotze bo. If he would be able to eat it, and they would just make a chesmen afterwards. Yotze bo. It's called lochem. The amount of them mark with it, no one should take anything from the estate before there's an official divvying up of the property, so then lo yotze, it's like gazela, it's not lochem. The daf kadik esek uchol chad v'chad, avo perish orimon lo. But if this is the only esrog, then certainly you can't be yotze without getting a shush from them, because everybody has a share in the esrog, and shush from esrog is no good.
What's perish orimon have to do with it?
It means if there's only one esrog. It's like saying, that could be gechel uchol chad v'chad, but if there's nothing else but this esrog and a perish or a rimon, then no. I'm a rabbi, so say, not in the cover of Matana on Manasseh Tafsirayuli. That's good old Matana on Manasseh Hakhir. The pearl of the Yotzebel, Hechzir of Yotzebel, because he fulfilled the Tanai. No, Hechzir of Yotzebel, because of my prayers, he has a begezel. Kamash Malon, what's the finish of this din? Matana on Manasseh Hakhir, Shmo Matana. Ahi Yitzhadavil Odikwa, she had a tree, a dekel, a palm tree, Ba'ara, the Ravidi Barabayim, she owned the tree. Kalaimus Avos Ozis Lemigzura, whenever she went to take the payers, I'd be company with you. You know, get off my field. Get off my field. Agnisa Viale, she sold it to him. What do I need this headache for? Koshnei Chayot. She sold it to him, Koshnei Chayot, and then she should get it back. Ozil Iyu, Akni Amiale Lebno Koto. That's the Shimon Gamliel is saying that he Lamaisa could be the Evet. He could give it away to someone, he could sell it. So he gave it, and Eva Shani and Lamaisa Shiarisha, he gave it to Beno Kota. Omar Funabeg with Yeshua, Mishum the Osumi Muloi, because you come from that city called Muloi, that Rabibi comes from there. I meet the Nila Muyaisa, meaning cut off things. I think of Shimon Gamliel like Koma Ela La'acher Averi Atzmo. Here she retained the schusin in herself. No, in other words, Shimon Gamliel is molded that if the no saying kept the good for himself, then he didn't give enough to the Makabel to allow the Makabel to sell it, and the Nosei would only get what's left, but he meant to retain for himself a more substantial schus. Okay, we'll stop here.